Hello everyone, my name is Lindsay and I am a PhD candidate from the University of Calgary. Today I'm going to talk to you about tissue patterning and the T-box transcription factor, midline. I work on the model organism Drosophila and I'm primarily interested in how larval tissue can develop into an intricate and beautifully organized adult structure such as the leg. Drosophila has a larval stage and during this stage, larval tissues known as imaginal discs grow and are patterned for tissue fate. These imaginal discs are made of epithelial tissue and go on to form adult appendages. I'm mostly concerned with the leg imaginal discs, of which there are six. In figure one, I'm showing a cartoon imaginal disc from a third instar larva, the biggest a larva gets before it pupates. Already at this time, cells have been instructed as to their fate. The patterning of the dorsal ventral axis and the fly leg is controlled initially by the secreted morphogens decapentaplegic, DPP, which is a fly bone morphogenic protein, BMP, and wingless, a fly wint. Wingless is necessary and sufficient for ventral patterning and is expressed solely in the ventral domain, while DPP is necessary and sufficient for dorsal patterning and is expressed most strongly in the dorsal domain, but it is weakly expressed in the ventral domain as well. Both of these signals are mutually antagonistic. DPP induces the T-box transcription factor OMB, while wingless induces the T-box transcription factor MID. These T-boxes pattern dorsal and ventral fate, respectively. My main question is, how does MID pattern ventral fate? Is it by directly promoting ventral fate, blocking dorsal fate, or a combination of the two? Previous work in my lab has established that MID is necessary and sufficient for ventral fate and has proven MID to be a selector gene. A benefit of working in Drosophila legs is that they have unambiguous bristles that can be scored as either dorsal or ventral structures based on their position and shape. As I'm showing in figure two, in wild-type legs, the preapical bristles and rapiers are dorsal structures, while the apical bristles and pegs are ventral structures. In MID loss-of-function experiments, there is a transformation from ventral to dorsal fate with apical bristle transformation to a preapical bristle and pegs transforming into rapiers. While MID gain-of-function experiments either saw a transformation of dorsal to ventral structures, such as the rapiers to pegs, or atopic ventral structures, such as an apical bristle in the dorsal domain. This proves that MID is a key regulator of development. So, how does MID pattern for ventral fate? As mentioned, one possibility is that MID blocks dorsal fate, which is patterned via DPP signaling. As shown in the cartoon in figure 3, DPP binds to receptors on the thick vein. The thick vein receptor is phosphorylated and goes on to phosphorylate and activate MAD. Once activated, MAD binds to MED to form a complex which shuttles into the nucleus and activates dorsal genes. Therefore, phosphorylated MAD is a direct readout of DPP, and just like DPP, PMAD is strongly expressed in the dorsal domain but is weakly expressed in the ventral domain. It is also important to note that MID has a redundant paralog H15, which, like MID, is expressed in the ventral domain. Considering these expression patterns, one possibility is that MID disrupts ventral PMAD and therefore DPP signaling in the ventral domain and thereby patterns for ventral fate. To test this theory, I use the Galfour UAS system to overexpress MID, a constitutively active form of EKV known as EKVQD, or both in the ventral domain. In figure 4, I'm showing that overexpressing MID in the ventral domain has no distinguishable effects on leg formation, and the adult leg appears wild-type. However, when I overexpress thick vein QD in the ventral domain, I observe a transformation of ventral to dorsal structures and an overall shortening and malformation of the leg. Now, when I co-express both mid and thick vein QD, I saw a suppression of the thick vein phenotype. The adult leg looks more similar to wild-type. I also measured the expression levels of each gene and normalized them to account for any autoregulation or repressive effects. Taken together, these data demonstrate that MID is able to suppress the thick vein and therefore DPP gain of function effect in the leg. I next wanted to do the reciprocal experiment and look at loss of function effects, which allows me to investigate the effects downstream of receptor activation. In figure 5, I generated MID loss of function clones and saw increased expression of PMAD in the ventral domain. I also generated clones either expressing thick vein QD or co-expressing thick vein QD and MID. In the clones expressing just thick vein QD, I noticed an increased expression of PMAD, while clones co-expressing thick vein QD and MID did not show an increase in PMAD expression, corroborating my previous Galfour UAS results. In addition, When I generated clones expressing ThickFinQD, I saw nuclear localization of MAD, while MAD remained cytoplasmic in clones co-expressing both MID and ThickFinQD. Interestingly, blocking DPP signaling in mid-mutant clones only restores some ventral structures. In Figure 6, previous work in my lab demonstrated that, as expected, when mid-loss-of-function clones were generated in the ventral domain of the tarsus, some ventral structures were transformed to dorsal structures, such as pegs to rapiers. However, when clones mutant for both mid and MAD were generated in the same area of the leg, there was no rescue of the peg structure and the bristles were transformed to what appears to be lateral structures. Mid-loss-of-function clones generated in the ventral tibia again showed an expected result of bristle transformation from the ventral apical bristle to the dorsal pre-apical bristle. But for clones mutant for both mid and MAD generated in this leg area, there was an observed rescue effect of the ventral apical bristle. These results suggest that MID not only inhibits promotion of dorsal fate, but also directly promotes ventral fate. What component of MID is responsible for dorsal gene repression? Figure 7 shows experiments I performed looking at the MID domain in grailed homology 1, or EH1. The EH1 domain binds the co-repressor Groucho, which recruits HDAC. For these experiments, I used DAD, a dorsal gene like DPP, which is strongly expressed in the dorsal domain but is weakly expressed in the ventral domain. When I generated loss-of-function MID clones in the ventral domain, I saw an increase in DAD expression, suggesting that MID antagonizes DAD. In gain-of-function experiments expressing the wild-type form of MID, I saw decreased DAD expression. However, when I expressed a form of MID with a compromised EH1 domain, I did not observe any effects on DAD's expression. These experiments demonstrate that EH1 is a critical domain for MID's repressive function. Sex chromosome reduced is a ventral gene, and as shown in Figure 7, we saw atopic sex chromosome reduced expression in the dorsal domain when we drove MID in the dorsal domain using Galfour UAS system. Atopic H15 was also induced in these experiments. However, when a form of MID compromised for EH1 was expressed, no atopic sex chromosomes reduced nor H15 was observed. Further, adult legs expressing MID with compromised EH1 do not show dorsal to ventral bristle transformations when expressed in the dorsal domain, nor does Markham expression of MID EH1 rescue the apical bristle. Using FLAG MID ChIP-seq, we were able to identify an enhancer fragment of DAD, DAD13, which MID binds to. The ChIP localization and validations are shown in Figure 8. Similar to DAD, DAD13 is strongly expressed in the dorsal domain, but weakly expressed in the ventral domain, even more weakly than wild-type DAD. In Figure 9, I generated MID loss-of-function clones and observed increased expression of DAD13, here labeled DAD-NRF. As well, gain-of-function clones expressing ThickFinQD resulted in increased DAD-NRFP expression, while gain-of-function clones co-expressing ThickFinQD and MID did not show increased DAD-NRFP expression. Figure 10 is a proposed model of MID's multiple functions. I have shown that MID is able to antagonize the dorsal effects of DPP signaling, as well as act as a transcription repressor of DPP target genes such as DAD. We also know that MID is responsible for directly inducing ventral fate, but are still in search of candidates. Thank you very much for listening to my poster, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the meeting.